Coming up, we'll check in on the situation in the Midwest and in Canada, but first to New York City and to reporter Beth Furtick of member station WNYC. Beth, Mayor Michael Bloomberg spoke to reporters again this evening. What's the prognosis there?
Well, the mayor was hopeful that the full power supply would be back on by the end of the night or tomorrow morning. As you said, 85% of the city has power. That includes all of the Bronx, Queens, Staten Island, but there are some neighborhoods in Manhattan, especially just below Midtown, that are without power, and one neighborhood in Brooklyn. And that means it's going to be a pretty scary night for especially elderly people who are trapped in high-rise apartments where there's not enough water pressure to even give them water because the water systems rely on electricity. So the city is encouraging them to call for assistance, and there's a couple of cooling centers that are open and services to help the elderly.
I guess one sign that life is returning to normal, Broadway shows reopened, the Mets are playing at Shea Stadium, but still no subways.
Right, the show goes on, but it may be hard to get there. The subways, it's a big problem because they're telling New Yorkers that even once the power goes back on, it's going to take about 8 or 9 hours for the trains to start running again. That's because they have to test the systems and they have to make sure everything's working properly and I'm sure also move the trains that have been stuck throughout the system. So they're saying that subway service really won't be back until sometime over the weekend, and that means that New Yorkers are going to be trapped if they don't have cars or if they're not counting on taking commuter trains. Commuter trains will probably be working much sooner. And so the mayor's telling people, don't even try to go to the local beaches. It's going to be a hot weekend, but, you know, even if you're stuck in the city, don't try to go to a local beach because, unfortunately, some sewage has backed up into the Hudson River, and that's causing problems. And they're telling people it's very dangerous to go swimming in the water.
Beth, I understand that the sanitation crews are working overtime through the weekend to get trash off the sidewalks. How bad is the scene on the streets?
It doesn't look quite that bad just yet. I mean, it is piling up, but they say that they are going to be working overtime. Police are going to be working overtime. Firefighters are going to be working overtime. They have police out in the neighborhoods tonight that are still without power because they want to make sure that they're safe. So it's nobody knows yet the economic impact of this blackout. But so far, the mayor has said that crime has not been anywhere near what, you know, people might have expected. In fact, it's a little less than it is on a typical summer night. The mayor said there's normally, you know, 800 to 900 or more than 900 arrests, and there were even less than that last night, and only about 19 people arrested for looting at one store in Brooklyn and possibly more than that. But, you know, the figures so far are not that discouraging.
Okay. Beth Furtick of member station WNYC, thanks very much.
You're welcome.